thankfully, there's now a consensus around the mandate of the force, which is the same mandate that the heads of states had decided. That is a three-pronged responsibility for the force, which is to help them to secure the Republican institutions, two, to help them to build the capacity of the security services of Mali, and thirdly, to support them in restoring their territorial integrity. This has been the situation in the north. It's a welcome development, and which now removes another impediment to the deployment of the force. What we see have outstanding, of course, has to do with the mandate, the UN Security Council mandate, which we are still, which we are hoping that we will get soon, so that we can now have boots on the ground.
But Sunny, the Security Council will be considering a possible mandate for troop deployment to Mali. Now, will ECOWAS be presenting its case to the Security Council as it meets at the UN General Assembly?
Yeah, I'm not sure about this UN General Assembly, but all I know is that on the basis of the previous discussions that we had with the UN Security Council and then the clarifications that they sought from the region, we are trying to address areas so that we can revert the Security Council and be able to get the mandate that will enable us to deploy as efficiently as the circumstance in the situation demand, considering the authority situation there. And it's, of course, necessary to know that we have to deploy as quickly as possible. If nothing else, just as a first step to stabilize the situation and then subsequently to contribute to an improvement of it. But ultimately, we'll have the restoration of the territorial integrity of Mali, so that Malians can proceed with their lives and start the political process that will lead to the election of the president eventually. And hopefully that will help in ultimately stabilizing the country and helping the country to get back on the feet and join us in the challenge of developing the sovereignty.
How ready is the standby force to be deployed to Mali if indeed ECOWAS receives the mandate from the UN Security Council?
We are as ready as we can be. Just less than 2 weeks ago, Chief of Defense Staff had the final planning meeting. After the Chief of Defense Staff meeting, there was a Minister of Internal Security. After that, there was Ministers of Education and Security Council, a meeting that was attended by Ministers of Defense and Ministers of Foreign Affairs. So you can see that the stage is being set gradually to enable us to be able to deploy. The whole essence of this series of meetings, actually, is to be able to put ourselves in a position, in a pole position, to be able to deploy as soon as we get that mandate. So not when we get the mandate, we will begin to scratch our heads as to how to proceed. We want to be able to be ready so that we can deploy as soon as we get that funding. Put ourselves in a position that we enable us to deploy at the least prompting by the proper authority, at the least trigger by the proper authority when all these three conditions have been satisfied.
How hopeful is ECOWAS that ECOWAS will get this mandate from the UN Security Council?
The UN Security Council itself, from reports that we've seen, have indicated that they were very excited about what ECOWAS is doing, and they have a sort of clarification of some elements of deployment. And we are confident that as soon as these aspects are explained to the UN Security Council, we will certainly get it. Everybody is worried about the situation in Northern Mali, including the UN Security Council itself, which is particularly worried, not just because of its implication for peace and security in Mali, West Africa, but also indeed the international for international security. Against the background of the fact that there have been reports that we have a dangerous cocktail of secessionists, people who insist on extreme elements, religious elements, and then traffickers. So everybody is legitimately concerned, including the U.S. Security Council, as has been reported. So I'm sure the U.S. Security Council is interested to see how this can be resolved quickly. And if the sub-region is willing to make a contribution in line with its responsibility as neighbors, and the line is the responsibility of reinforcing other member states who find themselves vulnerable. I think there should be no problem with the European Council.